4PXB.
Point out already.
Sir, it is. I'm out to take a printer out to the Upstate Urgent Care Center.
Pointing out here, we just stuck our heads out and are headed over to Spartanburg, Lloyd. I think we're going to go to Sam's and Costco's today. I got to get some glasses repaired. I'm not going to tell you what I've done with them glasses.
Either stepped on it or sat on them.
I ran over it with a lawnmower. I had stuck them in my coat pocket because I was mowing grass. And it wasn't all that cold, but I had a big coat on and a mask because of my heart problem. And normally I never carry them there. And they fell out. And as I was turning around, I just barely clipped the edge of it. So, didn't destroy them, but it sure didn't do them any good, Lloyd.
Running over, clipping them with a lawnmower definitely trumped sitting on them or stepping on them.
Glasses, I have done that. I don't think I've ever stepped on a pair, but I have sit on a pair. That didn't do me any good. These are really flexible and got those flexible hinges and everything. And it just bent the frame some on one side. And it might be repairable, so I'm going to take them back to Costco's. It was just sunglasses. But I hated to do it. I'd had them quite a few years. They're not really prescription. They got a tiny bit of correction in one side, I think. No, they don't even have that. I got a pair of reading glasses that I use extremely rarely for teeny tiny stuff like soldering and that. And it's got a little bitty. He said it wasn't hardly worth putting in there, but he did. And boy, we're just crossing the dam here at the Lakeview Steakhouse below Lake Cunningham. Wow, that 5.28 inches or 2.4 inches of rain we got is really making them roar.
Definitely glad the water level's coming up. I was going to check the mean depth at Lake Hartwell, but hadn't had time to slow down to do so.
It varied a lot. You know, I noticed they had it correct for once. They give the GSP reading, which I'm sure is correct. But up where we're at, about, roughly 10 miles north, it can be a lot different. And they had Lake Robinson listed this time, which was 5.28 inches, I think they said. Ours was 5.24 on my weather stations. And so they was, Chris Justice on Channel 4 was really reporting it correctly for a change. Whoa, light just turned on me. But I was glad to see that because I know my rain gauge, I compare it with the weather station on my telephone pole out front, and it's always nearly the same, so can't be that far off.
Nope, and definitely the ground needed the rain, because that way it'll be a pretty spring when the time comes.
Yeah, my fescue was really suffering those last 2 months there where it was so dry. All summer seemed like the working people, I'm retired, we are retired, Bernice and I, and it seemed like it rained every darn weekend, which is kind of depressing for people who have to work every day.
When you're definitely retired, you want pretty days where you can get out instead of being cooped up inside.
Probably had 5 days every day, and then the people that were working seemed like it rained on them every weekend. Mother Nature was punishing them, I guess, but it was really welcome in the summertime. But from September and October, I think it was, it just stopped. But we really needed it. The chicken pen was a bloody mess from the rain, and so was my neighbor's, and he's got a better pen than I got. So I kind of felt sorry for them. They did have some dry area, and then the coop was dry, of course. But he had an 800-gallon-per-hour pump, and it took him 2.5 hours to get the water out of his basement.
A lot of water that flowed in there.
Well, an all-dry system, and I'd never seen any evidence when we moved in of any water ever getting in to the basement. And we just never had a single drop get in, knock on wood. This all-dry system runs around the perimeter of the base of the basement. And if it did get in, there's a sump pump over there in the corner, and it takes it right out. I rarely have ever heard it run, and the only time it did is when the humidifier put some water into that. But I go over there once every few months and just take a garden hose and run some water into it to make sure the sump pump still works. But well worth the investment. We had that put in before we moved in.
What I'm going to do here shortly to make sure the pump that was already in our house when I bought it, to make sure it still works, because I haven't heard it kick on in a long time. And so most of the time when I get underneath the house, it is definitely dry. I just definitely want to make sure that pump works.
Requisites Bernice had, and she has very few of those, was that she wanted a house with a basement, and we were very fortunate to get one. And a lady lived there that was elderly, and she had fell on the stairs and had to go to a rest home or assisted living. And her husband had died 4 years after they moved there, and she'd been there since 89, I guess. We bought it in, 2010? And so it was, used very little, put it that way. But they didn't have that all dry in, and our daughter and son-in-law had the foresight of getting that done before we got there. And it works very effectively, I guess, because we've never had a problem. Back in Kansas, my garage, I had asphalt put in, and they got it too high, or too low. No, too high in front of the garage door. And every time there was a big rain or snow, it would get in the, it'd be the south side of the garage. It was a two-car garage. And boy, that's a real pain in the neck to have to get rid of that water out of any enclosure,
Yep, I bet it would be. Yeah, I've just got a regular crawl space underneath the house. I don't definitely have a basement.
That's Bernice's sewing room and my radio room, and then we have our TV and couch, and that's down there. And we had a ceiling put in, and so I guess you would say it's semi-finished. The walls are not, sheetrocked or anything like that, but everything's just really nice and dry. And I put in a small 3-kilowatt wall heater down there, electric, and I keep it about 72 degrees all the time, and feel very fortunate to have that additional space down there. It just doubles the size of the house, you might say.
I definitely know that's enjoyable. All right, sir, I am now at my location dropping off a printer, so I'll say 73 until another day. It's KO4PXB.
Here's all mine. Nice talking to you this morning. You have a good and a safe day. This is NZERO TR Clear.